We are a number, but I am number one. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing, here in Campo, California, with Instant Illumination. We are a number. I am number one. We are a number with our social security number, with our number for our ID, for our driver's license, for a thousand and one things. We have numbers, our bank accounts, our credit cards, wherever we go, we're numbers, numbers, numbers. Now, as these numbers, we have to remember our PIN numbers. We have to remember all these special numbers so that we can use them. And then we have to change the numbers because sometimes we want to make changes on our accounts and we want to stop having things come to our account that comes every month. And so we just cancel the account and open up another one. Easy as can be. Well, there's something that's not so easy. And that something is you and me. We are number one. And being number one, we cannot change our number. We cannot change our account so that we don't pay bills that we don't want to pay anymore. We don't have a number that defines us for our driver's license and for our social security and all the other things that we have. We are, in truth, number one. We're the only one on the face of the earth that exists and that knows itself as existing. When we cease to exist, so to speak, when we move to another dimension of consciousness, we take our number one with us. And our number one ceases to be significant here on earth. Our number one on earth, or wherever we may be, is significant only where we are. Now, what is that number one? Well, we want to say that number one is our personality. We want to say that number one is something that's very special to us, our charisma, you know, the magic part of us that makes everyone know us and love us and enjoy our company. We want to say that being number one is that special quality about us that makes everyone in the world feel that we're a very special person. Well, that's not the case. Being number one means that I think I'm a very special person. And I, at all times, act like a very special person. I, at all times, remember who I am, where I came from, why I'm here, and what I'm doing here, and what I'm doing at all. And now, it sounds very grand and very pompous, but in fact, it's very simple. I am here to be myself and have fun. It's the only reason that I exist. To be myself and have fun. I have no other purpose. I'm not here to change the world. I'm not here to improve the world. I'm not here to make a name for myself. I'm not here to be blamed for something or not be blamed for something. I'm not here to make any effect upon anything at all except myself. When I love myself, when I respect myself, when I live in my own self-worth, self-discipline, self-diligence, self-dedication, self-determination, when I'm living in my own untouched self, I'm not possessed by anything and I judge nothing, I live in my own happy self where I am myself and I have fun. It matters not to me what goes on in the outer world, for I am aware the outer world is whatever I am in my inner world. My outer world that I see, that I hear about, that I know, that I am part of, is what I am within myself. Since I'm number one, I have created myself. The divine in me, as me, created me in the allness and the wonder and magic that I am. The divine in me, as me, created all that I see out of my eyes. And when I keep my sight clear, recognizing at all times the divine in me, I am divine order, recognizing divine in me, then I, as number one, see my world just exactly what I expect. My world is just exactly what I have within myself, what I am within myself. My world is no more, no less, it is the allness of what I am within myself. So, if I am within myself peace, I look out into the world I have created by my consciousness, and I see a world of peace. I see every man, woman, child, I see every animal, every plant, every flower, I see everything growing harmoniously with one another. It is not a doggy-dog world. It is a beautiful, harmonious world. I do not see the plants being destructive to one another. I do not see animals having a chain of command in which they eat other animals and destroy other animals. That's just the nature of the animal. I do not see those things. I do not see diseases. I do not see unhappiness anywhere. I do not see anything out of balance and order that I think is the most perfect balance and order that's possible to be. Because I see everything as I am. I, as God, see everything as I created it, as I, number one, created it. And I'm here to be myself and have fun, not to fight battles, not to make changes, not to wish for things. I am here being myself and having fun, seeing everything already complete. It is already done. I see everything living eternally. I see everything in perfect health, perfect harmony, perfect right action, perfect abundance of everything at all times. You see, we are a number, but I am number one. And when we cease to be we, and we become I, then we are number one. Then we are the creative force of the universe. We are the essence of all. We are the only quality that exists. We are the allness of the all. I am number one. Yeah. For many people, to say I am number one sounds blasphemous. But when you say that God in you, as you, is you, and you say God in you, is doing all these things, God in you, as you, is number one, wow, that's blasphemous. Well, if it is, then there's a new definition for the word blasphemous. That is divinity. That is magnificence. That is allness. That is perfection. That is wonder and magic. Ho, ho. Yes, it is. Now, in that wonder, in that magic, in that allness, how great can it be? Think about it. Think about how great that can be, and recognize that I am number one, and I see you and everyone else in my creation living, being themselves and having fun, enjoying, doing all the beautiful, wonderful, fulfilling things that make life exciting, and doing it right now. Every single being on the face of the earth is fulfilling themselves because I have created them doing this. There is peace everywhere on earth. I have created it. I have created love everywhere. And I have created unconditional love as being the supreme direction and director of all activities in life. And as long as unconditional love is being practiced everywhere, my vision is clear, and my vision is wonderful. My vision is now. I am number one. And how great that is! Affirm that for yourself, too. Know that you are number one, and know how great that is, and know that it is now done, complete, and whole, and perfect in your life. Right now. More wonderful, more magnificent, more exciting than you ever thought possible. And with that, say, I love you, I love you. I love you.